It's almost as if a dream has become fulfilled.
Gotovo kao da se ispunio san.
I was actually not really planning to come to Croatia, to Split before I would have concluded the recovery and returned from India.
Zapravo nisam planirao dolaziti u Split, to jest u Hrvatsku, prije svojeg oporavka.
Thank you. But I have stopped to play God in my life.
Ali sam se zaustavio kako bi se igrao Boga u vašem životu.
I have stopped to play God in my
Prestao
life.
Sam se igrati Bog.
What I mean with this sentence, I have stopped to play God in my life, is actually something very profound which I would like to share with you.
Što sam zapravo mislio s tom rečenicom? To je nešto vrlo, vrlo senzibilno, nešto vrlo profinjeno, što bih htio podijeliti s vama.
The moment actually we can surrender to a plan higher than our own plan, we seem to grow wings. Where we only had stumps up till then.
U trenutku kada se možemo predati višem planu, izgleda kao da dobijamo krila.
The moment we can surrender to a plan which is higher than our own plans and desires, it seems that we are able to fly.
U trenutku kada se možemo predati jednom planu koji je viši od našeg, izgleda kao da možemo letjeti.
Not on our own we are able to fly. It seems that the Krishna just sends a wave of arrangement into our life which begins to carry us.
Ne možemo letjeti svojom vlastitom sposobnošću, već se čini kao da Krishna pošalje jedan niz aranžmana koji nas ponese.
It's really only when we live in the world of our own plans and thoughts where we become limited.
Samo kada živimo u svijetu vlastitih misli i vlastitih planova postajemo ograničeni.
What do you think if I would tell you I don't need a mind?
Što biste pomislili kad bih vam rekao da mi nije potreban um?
In modern society we think that, do you want to become crazy?
U modernom društvu mislimo.
No, what I mean when I say I don't need a mind is I don't need to, these millions of thoughts which are hooked to my selfishness, my desire.
Znači, u modernom društvu bi mislili da sam lud, ali zapravo ono što želim reći je da ne želim ovu jednu bujicu misli, želja.
We need intelligence.
Treba nam inteligencija.
We need a brain.
Treba nam mozak.
But we don't need a mind.
Ali nam nije potreban um.
The best things happen in life when we don't act according to our mind.
Najbolje stvari u životu se događaju kada ne postupamo prema našem umu.
The best inventions which ever happened to mankind were when people were not thinking with their minds.
Najbolji izumi u čovječanstvu su se dogodili kada ljudi nisu razmišljali svojim umovima.
The best things happened when they discovered that there is a plan much bigger than their minds can do.
Najbolje su se stvari počele događati kada su razotkrili da postoje planovi veći od onoga što mogu njihovi umovi napraviti.
Sometimes sadhu say, throw away your mind.
Ponekad sadhu i kažu, odbacite svoj um.
Or some guru say, give your mind to me, I lock it up.
Ili neki guru i kažu, dajte meni svoj um, pa ću ga zaključati.
What they mean is not that we become mindless followers.
Ono što time,
or brainless followers.
Ono što time žele reći, nije to da trebamo postati bezumni, to jest bez pametni, bez razumskih sljedbenici.
What they mean is that we disassociate ourselves with it from that entity
which is always filled with anxieties, with millions of desires, with millions of fears, with millions of patterns that this is possible and this is not possible.
Ono što time žele reći jest da se trebamo odvojiti od tog entiteta koji je prepun straha, prepun rastresenosti, žudnje, želja, koji razmišlja ovo je moguće, ovo nije moguće.
So I more learn to not play God in my life.
Stoga sve više i više učim ne igrati se Boga u svojem životu.
It means that I disempower the mind who wants to be God and just surrender to the plan of the Lord.
To znači da sve više oduzimam moć umu koji se želi igrati Boga i predajem se Gospodinu.
Not always so obvious. What is the plan of God and what is your mind? Sometimes it's difficult to distinguish.
Nije uvijek jasno razlučiti što je vaš um, a što je Božji plan.
But when you learn to sharpen your ear, if you really want to know, my Lord, what is it what you want? And then you do it, what the Lord does. Then your ear starts to hear.
Ali kada malo bolje naoštrite svoj sluh, onda poželite čuti što je to što Gospodin želi.
When you start to stop acting from this mental platform, your ears start to hear and your eyes start to see.
Kada prestanete djelovati sa svoje mentalne platforme, onda vaše uši počinju slušati, a vaše oči počinju gledati.
At this moment our ears make us deaf.
Trenutno nas naše uši čine gluhima.
At this moment our eyes often make us blind.
Naše oči nas čine slijepima.
Because at this moment we don't hear what the Lord wants and we don't see his plan.
Zbog toga što u ovom trenutku ne znamo što Gospodin želi i ne vidimo njegov plan.
We mostly hear what our mind wants.
Uglavnom čujemo ono što naš um želi.
No, this would be a good idea.
Ovo bi bila dobra ideja.
No, this would be a good
idea. Ne, ovo bi bila dobra ideja.
Like Mahajwala told me, his doctor, Indian doctor, said, well, we must put a bone into your bone.
Kao što mi je Mahajwala rekao, da mu je njegov indijski doktor saopćio, moramo staviti kost u tvoju kost.
It's absolutely necessary.
To je neophodno.
A little later he said, it's absolutely not necessary to put a bone into your bone.
Ali malo poslije toga je rekao, pa nije uopće neophodno da stavimo novu kost u tvoju kost.
This doctor was on the mental platform.
Taj doktor bio na mentalnoj platformi.
He listened to his mind.
Slušao je svoj um.
Which is often changed.
Koji je promjenjiv.
Can't we just hear what Krishna wants?
Zar ne možemo samo čuti što Krishna želi?
Can't we just agree to see the arrangements of the Lord?
Zar ne možemo samo gledati koji su Božji aranžmani?
Oh, our lives would be so happy.
Naši bi životi bili tako sretni.
We would be so much in ecstasy.
Bili bi tako u zanosu.
Each day would feel as if we have just fallen in love.
Svaki dan bi se osjećali kao da smo se upravo zaljubili.
Full of excitement.
Puni uzbuđenja.
Full of hope.
Nade.
Full of readiness to see what else Krishna has in mind.
Puni spremnosti da vidimo što još Krishna ima na umu.
So absolutely new and fresh our days would be.
Naše bi dani tako uvijek bili iznova svježi i novi.
But unfortunately our mind always comes and controls everything.
Ali nažalost uvijek se pojavi naš um i sve iskontrolira.
I don't know if some of you ever were in love.
Ne znam je li neko od vas ikad bio zaljubljen.
Normally in Dalmatia this should be a known phenomena to be in love.
U Dalmaciji bi to trebao biti vrlo poznat fenomen.
How does it feel?
Kakav je to osjećaj?
Fresh.
Svjež.
Full of hope.
Pun nade.
Life seems to get a purpose.
Čini se da život dobiva smisao.
The heart seems to move faster.
Čini se da srce brže kuca.
there seem to be no obstacles.
Čini se da nema nikakvih prepreka.
But then in a relationship, the moment you try to control the partner, all the newness goes.
Ali u onom trenutku kad pokušate iskontrolirati svoga partnera, sve prestane.
And instead, the mind takes over.
I um preuzme.
In fact, the moment you want to control anything, that's already the mind clicking in.
Zapravo, u onom trenutku kad već želite nešto kontrolirati, tada se uključuje um.
It happens in most love affairs.
Događa se u većini ljubavnih afera.
Yeah. There is first that feeling which is totally free, which is open to everything, which is just curious.
Postoji prvo jedan taj osjećaj otvorenosti i znatiželjnosti.
And then the mind clicks in.
E, a onda se uključi.
And wants to control what happens.
I samo želi iskontrolirati što će se događati.
And then all of a sudden the fascination is gone.
I onda odjednom opčinjenost nestaje.
So this also happens in Krishna consciousness.
To se također događa i u svjesnosti Krišne.
First it's so new.
Prvo je sve tako novo.
First we are so absolutely excited.
Prvo smo tako apsolutno uzbuđeni.
Bah! I remember you when you came. Bah! That was the only word you said. I remember. Yeah. Isn't it? And then this foolish mind comes.
I onda dođe ovaj gluposti um.
Now I must think of this. Now I must think of that.
A sad moram razmišljati o ovome, moram razmišljati o onome.
I must conceptualize the experience.
Moram konceptualizirati svoje iskustvo.
I must control it.
Moram ga iskontrolirati.
And then shup, everything is gone.
I onda sve nestane.
Krishna. No, this is social logic. This is there. At the beginning of spiritual life, there is always what we could call a mystical experience.
U početku duhovnog života uvijek postoji ono što možemo nazvati mističnim iskustvom.
A mystical experience means God's presence somehow visits you.
Mistično iskustvo znači da vas nekako posjeti ta Božja prisutnost.
It moves you.
Pokrene vas.
Most of the time you cannot express, you cannot speak about what happened because it's beyond the mind and the words. It's an experience you never had.
Većinu vremena ne možete govoriti o tome što se dogodilo, jer je to jedno iskustvo iznad uma, iznad riječi, jedno iskustvo kako nikad niste imali.
It's usually only lasting for a short time.
Obično traje samo kratko vrijeme.
But it moves you for the rest of your life.
Ali vas pokreće ostatak vašeg života.
And this is very important. A true spiritual experience is always where you are passive. In other words, you receive the mercy. It's not that you make it happen.
Ovo je vrlo važno. Pravo duhovno iskustvo je takvo iskustvo kada ste vi pasivni. Zapravo vi primate milost. Nije da vi aktivno stvarate tu milost.
But our material mind is just, it's just not accustomed to be a receiver, a passive observer.
Ali naš um nije navikao na to da bude pasivni primač. Da bude promatrač.
We feel we must do something. We must control this.
Mi osjećamo da moramo nešto napraviti, moramo kontrolirati.
Yes. And at that moment the spiritual experience goes.
I u tom trenutku duhovno iskustvo nestaje.
And when you least expect it comes again.
A kad najmanje očekujete, ponovno se pojavi.
In Zagreb I met a disciple of mine. He is studying in Oxford Sanskrit and he makes his PhD on the Vedanta Sutra.
U Zagrebu sam se susreo sa svojim učenikom koji studira na Oxfordu i koji za svoj doktorat ima Vedanta Sutrama napraviti.
He is from a Japanese origin, a samurai warrior. Is,
Japanskoga je porijekla, samurajski ratnik.
And I felt in the heart from Krishna, I have to train him and be a little strict with him.
Osjetio sam u srcu da me Krishna rekao da ga moram nekako istrenirati, da bude malo striktniji s njim.
See, he had approached me for initiation and he wanted to combine material life with spiritual life and I said no.
Prišao mi je radi inicijacije i htio je kombinirati duhovni i materijalni život, ali ja sam rekao ne.
It's not that this is not possible to combine.
Nije da ih je nemoguće kombinirati.
Most of you are doing this and it's all right, it's good. We should live in this world and spiritualize the world.
Većina vas to upravo to i radi, to je dobro, trebali bismo živjeti u ovom svijetu i produhoviti ga.
We should use this world also.
Također bismo trebali koristiti ovaj svijet.
But see, he had the wrong motive.
Ali on je imao pogrešan motiv.
And I was very, I said, you're not qualified to, for initiation. You don't, you want to stay in this world. You don't want to go in the spiritual world.
Ali ja sam mu rekao, ti nisi kvalificiran za inicijaciju. Želiš ostati u ovom svijetu, ne želiš ići u duhovni svijet.
He protested.
On se pobunio.
Sachinana Swami is highly impractical.
Sachinandana Swami je nepraktičan.
He may be so convinced, but it doesn't work.
On, je, on može biti tako uvjeren u ono što misli, ali to ne ide tako.
To tell you what he wanted is, I have to make it clear, an excessive sexual life with spiritual life. That was his idea.
Njegova je bila, njegova je ideja bila da spoji duhovni život i
excessivno seksualno život. But oh, really excessive, no. Yeah. Do we say excessive, no?
Pretjeran, seksualni život sa duhovnim životom.
So then he went to India for his studies. He's becoming a professor.
I onda je otišao u Indiju studirati, on postaje profesor.
And he went to one ancient temple, the Parthasarathi temple. And it's not an ISKCON temple. Our temple is not yet completed, but it's 500 years old, this temple.
Otišao je u jedan drevni hram, to nije ISKCONov hram. Naš hram još nije završen, ali ovaj hram je star preko 500 godina.
And then he had an experience. Not in the temple, but before the temple, which changed his whole life.
I onda je imao jedno iskustvo, ne u templu, nego prije njega, i to je iskustvo promijenilo njegov čitav život.
Please listen to this experience, because it's what I'm, what I want to introduce to you as an example of a mystical or spiritual experience, where you are the passive receiver, you are not making it happening.
Molim vas, poslušajte ovaj primjer, jer je ovo primjer mističnog iskustva kada, kada ste vi primač, kada ste pasivni.
He went, he wanted to go into the temple, so he came closer.
Htio je ući u hram, pa se stoga približio.
He saw a plaquette with a Sanskrit shloka, which we all know, Savadamang Parichaja, Mangikang, Sharanam Raja, and so on.
Vidio je jedan natpis na sanskritu.
He had seen this verse many, many times before.
Toliko mnogo puta prije ga je vidio.
So he came closer to the temple.
I tako se još približio hramu.
Still closer.
Još bliže.
I go into material life. I'm just going into this temple for my studies, that's all.
Ulazim u ovaj hram samo da bi studirao, to je sve.
All of a sudden, that shloka started to glow. All the letters were full of light. They came into his, he describes it like this, they came into his vision, but then started to glow in his heart.
I odjedanput su ta slova, ta šloka počela je svijetliti. Sva slova su mu se počela približavati i onda su odjednom počela svijetliti u njegovom srcu.
These were no longer words written in an ancient scripture. This was a reality which began to speak to him.
Ovo više nisu bile samo riječi ispisane u jednom drevnom sanskritskom spisu. To je postala njegova stvarnost.
This it was a verse with light and but it also had a language, a sound.
To je, taj stih je bio poput svjetla, ali je bio i zvučan.
It said to him, give up your plans based on your mind.
Rekao mu je, odreci se svojih planova zasnovanih na umu.
Surrender to me.
Predaj se meni.
I will take your karma away from you.
Oduzeti ću ti svu karmu.
Give up your foolish fears.
Odustani od svojih glupavih strahova.
Force of the verse swept him from his feet. He paid his obeisances.
Snaga tih riječi jednostavno ga je pokosila ga je s nogu i odao je svoje poštovanje.
For half an hour he was lying on the hot asphalt and crying.
Pola sata je ležao na vrućem asfaltu i plakao.
Because he had an experience beyond his mind, beyond his own plans. He had another plan. He didn't want to surrender.
I to zato što je doživio jedno iskustvo koje je bilo iznad njegovih planova, iznad njegovog uma. Doduše, on je imao neke svoje planove.
Yes, but Krishna changed his outlook.
Ali je Krishna promijenio ishod stvari.
Would you also like to have such a experience?
Biste li vi voljeli imati jedno takvo iskustvo?
Sometimes we are not absolutely sure.
Ponekad nismo baš tako sigurni.
We think maybe I'm going to lose something which is very dear to me at this stage.
Mislimo, možda ću izgubiti nešto što mi je u ovom trenutku vrlo drago.
Mahaprabhu talks about this in the second shloka of Shikshastakam where he says I'm so unfortunate. I have no real attraction to you, my lord.
Mahaprabhu govori o ovome u drugom stihu svoje Šikšaštake. Tako sam ne kvalificiram. Nema nikakve prave privlačnosti prema tebi, gospodine.
Instead, I have other attractions.
Umjesto toga, privlače me druge stvari.
Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur explains it. I feel like a drunkard who curses himself for being attached to drinking, but who cannot stop drinking at the same time.
Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur opisuje, to je poput pijanca koji sam sebe proklinje zbog toga što pije, a nikako se ne može odreći pića.
I think this very much expresses our own misfortune, Prabhu and Mataji. So, it's just bound to it. A meaningless addiction, the addiction to our minds and the plans.
Mislim da to i na neki način izražava i našu nesreću. Jednostavno smo vezani za nekakve beskorisne, beznačajne planove.
We know it doesn't make us happy.
Znamo da nas to ne usrećuje.
But we can't, as of yet, detach ourselves from the habit.
Ali se nikako ne možemo još odvojiti od te navike.
We know material life is not so important.
Znamo da materijalni život nije tako bitan.
My prestige is not important.
Moj prestiž nije tako bitan.
We know it would be nice to just sit down and chant for a minimum of 64 rounds a day.
Znamo da bi bilo lijepo sjesti i mantrati barem 64 kruga dnevno.
And to be full of ecstasy.
I biti pun ekstaze.
But when it comes to picking up our bebek, there are so many other things to be done. Like reading an ocean of devotional scriptures.
Ali kad dođe do toga da trebamo uzeti džapu, E onda imamo nešto za čitati. Postoji cijeli ocean literature o predanom služenju.
Oh, look at my room. It looks like as if an atom bomb has just exploded. I will take care of the room first.
A tek moja soba izgleda kao da je atomska bomba pala. Prvo ću se pobrinuti za njim.
And then my clothes are not washed. Let me wash my clothes.
A da, i moja odjeća nije oprana. Moram oprati robu.
And there's this movie in the TV. And you know, to in order to preach properly, I need to be in tune with the reality. Let me see the movie.
A da, ima još jedan film na televiziji i da kako bih mogao ispravno propovijedati, moram biti u toku sa stvarnošću, pa onda idem pogledati film.
How will people listen to the Hare Krishna movement if it is so beyond all the, all of this is spaced out, they will say. I don't want that this blemish falls on Mahaprabhu's movement. I must be in tune.
Kako će ljudi slušati o pokretu za svjesnost Krišne kad jednostavno nije u toku? Ne smijem to dopustiti da se dogodi pokret u Čaitanja Mahaprabhu.
Must be in tune.
Mora biti u skladu sa stvarnošću.
It's called duodaivam. We are misfortunate that we don't have an attraction.
To se zove nesreća zbog toga što nemamo privlačnost.
Prahlad Maharaj was once asked, you are just a boy and you never play.
Prahlad Maharaj je jednom bio upitan, ti si tek dječak, a ne igraš se.
Whenever we see you, you are under some tree and you're meditating about God in your heart.
Kad god te vidimo, ti si ispod nekog stabla i meditiraš o Bogu u svom srcu.
Prahlad, budi normalni.
Prahlad, budi normalni.
Yes. Prahlad's answer is very interesting.
Prahlad vrlo zanimljivo odgovara.
He said, my consciousness feels attracted to the Lord since childhood, just like iron feels attracted to a magnet. I can't help it.
Prahlad je odgovorio, moja se svjesnost već od djetinjstva osjeća privučenom gospodinu, baš poput metala koje je privučeno magnetom.
It is very normal that iron flies to a magnet.
To je normalno da željezo se pomiče prema magnetu.
It's unnormal to not be attracted to Krishna.
Nenormalno je biti neprivučen Krišnom.
Only when rust covers the iron, the iron cannot be attracted to the magnet.
Samo kad hrža prekrije željezo, ono ne može biti privučeno magnetom.
So when the rust of this of the mind covers us, we cannot fly to Krishna.
Pa tako kada nas prekrije hrža uma, ne možemo odletjeti ka Krišni.
How can this rust go away from our heart?
Kako ovu hrđu možemo odstraniti sa našeg srca?
The scripture says you have to have association with devotees.
Spisi kažu, morate se družiti sa baktama.
Devotees who have devotees need to have two qualifications.
Ali bakte moraju imati dvije odlike.
It needs to be devotees who have the same spiritual goal as you have.
To trebaju biti bakte koji imaju isti duhovni cilj kao i vi.
And it needs to be devotees who are full of affection in their hearts for you.
I trebaju biti bakte koje u svojem srcu osjećaju snažnu privrženost vama.
When you have such association with devotees and listen to them about Krishna, at that time something will happen to your heart.
Kada se družite s takvim baktama i od njih slušate o Krišni, nešto će se dogoditi u vašem srcu.
The rust will go.
Ta će hrđa nestati.
And you will feel attracted to Krishna.
I osjetit ćete se privučeni Krišni.
In other words, your misfortune will go and you will become fortunate.
Drugim riječima, vaša će nesreća nestati i postat ćete sretni.
It's important that you hear about Krishna from such devotees.
Vrlo je važno da čujete o Krišni od takvih bhakta.
And you know, we are all Krishna's devotees, so I would like to tell you something about Krishna which totally moved me the other day.
Mi smo svi Krišnine bakte i stoga bih vam htio reći nešto o Krišni što je mene strašno dodirnulo prije neki dan.
Whenever I meet someone, I tell them, please come to the side, I need to tell you this about Krishna.
Kad god nekoga upoznam, kažem mu, dođi sa strane, moram ti reći ovo o Krišni.
Today I'm just speaking out of my heart, so I need to tell you this also.
Danas govorim iz srca, pa vam također to moram reći.
As we all know, Krishna left Vrindavan when he was very young.
Kao što svi znamo, Krishna je napustio Vrindavan kad je bio vrlo mlad.
He had a mission to establish Dharma in the world and finish or annihilate Adharma, irreligion. Therefore he had to face the demonic armies and rulers of the world in open combat.
Imao je misiju uspostaviti dharmu i uništiti adharmu. Iz toga se morao suočiti s raznim demonima u otvorenoj bici.
He didn't want these battles for dharma to take place at the bank of the Yamuna where the gopas and gopis were herding cows. He needed to go somewhere else to Kurukshetra and other places.
Nije htio da se te bitke odviju na obali Yamune, gdje su gope i gopije, već je htio da se odvije negdje drugo.
And his lovers, the gopis, cried and cried afterwards.
I nakon toga njegove gopije su plakale i plakale.
On the river of their tears, they were carried into different other places in the world, where they took birth as the daughters of kings.
Rijeka suza odvela ih je na druga mjesta u svijetu gdje su se rodile kao kćeri kraljeva.
And finally, they got the Lord of their hearts again when Krishna married the 16,000 princesses in Dvaraka.
I ponovno su dobile svog gospodara svojeg srca kada je Krišna u Dvaraci oženio 16,000.
These princesses or daughters of kings were no one else than the gopis of Vrindavan.
Ove princeze su bile nitko drugi nego gopije iz Vrindavana.
This is what the Skanda Purana says.
To je ono što kaže Skanda Purana.
And Krishna expanded himself like he had done in the Rasa dance in 16,000 there were a few more 108 forms and built for all of these beloved devotees of his a palace.
I Krishna se isto kao i u Rasa plesu ekspandirao za svaku pojedinu od ovih njegovih voljenih dama u palači.
God can respond the love of everyone.
Bog može uzvratiti na ljubav svakoga.
And he showed that in a most amazing way in Dvaraka, where he married all these devotees and gave them also a palace to reside in and to have a husband and wife relationship.
I Bog je to pokazao kada je u Dvaraki oženio sve ove dame i kada im je sagradio palaču u kojima mogu prebivati.
God can have a relation to Zoran and to Goran and to this run and that run. Yeah.
Bog može imati odnos i sa Goranom i sa Zoranom i sa ostalim Aronima.
He can have a relationship to Slavica and Slatkitska and Tsunica and all the chas, you know.
Može imati odnos i sa Slavicom i Slatkicom i Sunčicom.
All the slas, yes, it's a chas. He can have the relationship to all living entities.
Može imati odnos sa svim živim bićima.
And he showed this.
I on je to pokazao.
So once Narada Muni visited Lord Krishna in Dvaraka.
I jednom je Narada Muni posjetio gospodina Krishnu u Dvaraki.
He expected to find him in a palace.
Očekivao je da će ga pronaći u palači.
But he couldn't find him. And finally, on his search, where's Krishna? He ended up in the sleeping chambers of the Lord.
Ali ga nije mogao pronaći i na kraju je završio u prostoriji za spavanje, u spavačoj sobi gdje je bio gospodin.
There he saw Krishna lying on the same bed
next to Arjuna, and both of them were fast asleep.
I tu je vidio gospodina Krišnu kako leži kraj Arjune i oboje su duboko spavali.
At the head of Krishna, Rukmini was fanning air to him so that he had a cool sleep.
A Rukmini je hladila Krišninu glavu kako bi mu bilo ugodno prohladno dok spava.
And Draupadi, the beloved wife of Arjuna, was standing at the hair of at the head of Arjuna.
A Draupadi je hladila Arjuninu glavu.
Narada Muni said, "A male intimni."
Narada Muni je rekao, "Nije li ovo malo intimno?"
Maybe I should go.
Možda bih trebao otići.
But then he saw that Krishna, who so much appreciated Arjuna, his devotees, while he was sleeping, kept the feet of Arjuna on his chest.
Ali onda je vidio da Krishna, koji tako cijeni svoje bhakte, u snu drži Arjunina stopala na svojem srcu.
And Arjuna kept the feet of Krishna on his chest.
A Arjuna je držao Krishna stopala na svojim prsima.
Damagupta, if you will excuse me, like Krishna must have lied like this. And, you know, and Arjuna was lying like this, you know. And they each had each other's lotus feet on the chest. This is a friendship, you know.
Jedno i drugo imali su međusobno stopala na svojim grudima. To se zove prijateljstvo.
And they had tears of love in their eyes.
A u očima su im bile suze ljubavi.
Narada Muni said, "This is so much love. Maybe I should go now."
Narada Muni rekao, "Joj, to je toliko puno ljubavi, tu možda bi trebao otići."
But then you heard a sound.
Ali onda je začuo jedan zvuk.
A sound which kept him there.
Zvuk koji ga je zadržao tamo.
The sound was very soft but so intensive like laser.
Ovaj je zvuk bio tako tih, ali prodoran poput lasera.
From where is the sound coming and what is the sound?
Odakle dolazi ovaj zvuk? Što je on?
Then Narada Muni saw a mystical wonder.
I onda je Narada Muni vidio jedno mistično čudo.
From each pore of Krishna's body came the sound Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna.
Iz svake pore Krishninog tijela izlazilo je Arjuna, Arjuna.
Very intensive.
Vrlo intenzivno.
And from each pore of Arjuna's body came the sound
A iz svake pore Arjuninog tijela izlazilo je Krishna, Krishna.
Can you imagine the sound of billions of pores chanting? What that sound must be?
Možete li uopće zamisliti kako to zvuči kad biljuni pora matraju?
Very strong.
Vrlo glasno.
So, Narada Muni saw this is the love of the bhakta to Bhagavan, and is this also the love of Bhagavan towards the bhakta? It's a prema bond, a bondage of love.
Narada Muni je vidio da je to ljubav bhakte prema Bhagavanu i ljubav Bhagavana prema bhakti, jedna spona ljubavi.
This is very, very strong love.
Vrlo, vrlo snažna ljubav.
This is the strong magnetic force of Krishna towards his devotees.
To je snažna magnetska magnetsko polje privlačnosti Krišne prema svojim baktama.
Krishna loves his devotees.
Krišna voli svoje bakte.
That means he loves us.
To znači da voli nas.
I really sometimes believe that devotees are not so much aware of this.
Ponekad mislim da bhakte toga i nisu baš svjesni.
They often condemn themselves.
Često se osuđuju.
I'm not advanced enough. I'm so rusty.
Nisam dovoljno napredan. Totalno sam hrđo.
I'm so dry in my heart.
Tako sam isušeno srcu.
I'm attached to the wrong thing, just like the drunkard in that example of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Vezan sam za pogrešne stvari, baš poput onog pijanca u priči Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura.
But I have news for you. Krishna consciousness, Krishna loves the devotee nevertheless.
Ali imam vijesti za vas. Krishna ljubav za bhaktu nikad ne opada.
See, bhakti is not measured in the ability to renounce the world.
Bhakti se ne mjeri sposobnošću odvajanja, odricanja od svijeta.
Bhakti is only measured in the amount of shraddha, of faith which someone has.
Bhakti se mjeri samo količinom vjere koju netko ima.
You may believe strongly in something, but not yet be... Or you may believe strongly in Krishna, but not be totally renounced. If your belief is strong, you are a good bhakta.
Možete imati snažnu vjeru u Krishnu, a ne biti potpuno odvojenosti. Ali dobri ste bhakta ako imate snažnu vjeru u njega.
If you wish to become a renowned yogi, then your ability to renounce the world is all which counts. Or a gyani mostly.
Ako želite postati jogi ili gyani, onda je ta vaša sposobnost odricanja jedino ono što je važno.
Or if you want to be a good karmi.
Ili ako želite biti dobar karmi.
Then you need to have absolute dedication to these complicated karmic rules which are given in Shastra.
Onda se morate obazirati na komplicirana karmička pravila koja su dana u šastrama.
But if you want to be a bhakta, your qualification must be different than renunciation and different than mechanic material techniques.
Ali ako želite biti bhakta, onda se vaša kvalifikacija mora razlikovati od mehaničkih materijalnih stvari i odvajanja.
Your qualification must be to have faith in Krishna and Krishna Katha.
Vaša kvalifikacija mora biti vaša vjera u Krishnu i Krishna Katha.
And if you follow the path of your faith and keep Krishna Katha and the holy name, then your anatas or the rust will leave you like bats.
Ako slijedite Krishnu stazu i čuvate taj Krishna Katha u svojem srcu, onda će vas napustiti ta hrđa.
When I was in what is it called? Ahobilam, I visited these temples which were full of bats. They were caves.
U Ahobilamu sam posjetio jedan hram koji je bio pun šišmiša.
And when you come into these temples with some light and you, we always chanted Namaste Narasimhaya, all the bats go meep, 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 and then they all fly out of the cave.
Kad uđete u jedan takav hram i kad ima tu neko svjetlo, a i mi smo običavali tu često pjevati Namaste Narasimhaya, onda svi ti šišmiši izađu iz pećina.
So the spiritual sound vibration is so strong. If you have faith in this and apply it, your anatas will leave you eventually like bats who fly out.
Duhovna vibracija je tako moćna da ako imate vjeru u nju, sve anarte će vas napustiti poput tih šišmiša koji se razbiše.
This is the only qualification for bhakti.
To je jedina kvalifikacija koju bhakta treba imati.
Shraddha in the message in the Krishna katha or nam katha, nam bhajan, nam seva, this.
Vjera u razgovore o Krišni, u sveto ime i slično.
Even if at that moment, at this moment your heart is full of bats.
Čak i u ovom trenutku vaše srce puno tih šišmiša.
Come out in the night.
Koji izađu noću.
If you have that faith in that kata, Krishna kata, in the good association of sadhus, it will go.
Ali ako imate tu vjeru u Krishna Katha, u razgovore o Krishni i u druženje sa mudracima, sa svetim osobama, onda će ti šišmiši otići.
This is bhakti.
To je bhakti.
It's very important. I didn't know this so much.
To je vrlo važno. Zapravo, nisam to baš tako dobro znao.
There was once
a very old widow in Vrindavan.
Bila je jednom jedna vrlo stara udovica u Vrindavanu.
Every morning she would go to the Yamuna to take her bath, and then she came back with a lota full of water for the bathing of Radha Damodar.
Ona bi se svako jutro otišla okupati u Yamuni i vratila bi se natrag sa lotom prepunom vode za kupanje Radhe Damodar.
Srila Prabhupada lived at that time at the Radha Damodar temple and always saw how the lady came back at 5 o'clock, put her lota before the curtain of the altar and then went.
Srila Prabhupada je u to vrijeme živio u Radha Damodar hramu i uvijek bi vidio tu udovicu koja bi došla do ispred zavjese, ispustila tu svoju lotu i onda otišla.
Then at 5:30 a hand came out from the curtain of the pujari. He took back the lota inside and bathed Damodar.
I onda u 5:30 pojavila bi se ruka iza zavjese koja bi uzela lotu i povukla je iza zavjese i kupala Radu Damodar.
This was every day she did this, even in the cold winter, in Vrindavan in the winter. It's intense because there is no heating system, you know.
Ona je to radila svako jutro, čak i zimi, kad je u Vrindavanu vrlo hladno, pošto nema sustava za grijanje.
So, one morning, it was a perfectly normal lady, like you and me.
Ta je dama bila savršeno normalna, baš poput nas.
She would sometimes quarrel with other ladies or with other men for, you know, like it's normal.
Nekad bi se ovako malo porečkala sa nekim drugim damama ili gospodom. Znate, ono, normalno.
Her life was not easy.
Nije joj život bio lagan.
But every day she brought the bathing water.
Ali svako je jutro donosila vodu za kupanje.
So one day, one morning, the hand of the pujari came to the normal place.
I onda jedno jutro ruka pujarija izašla i došla do onog svojeg uobičajenog mjesta.
But there was no lota.
Ali nije bilo lote.
Then the pujari understood. That morning that lady had died.
I onda je pujari shvatio da je to jutro ta dama napustila tijelo.
Because only death would keep her away from her seva.
Jer samo je smrt mogla razvojiti od njene službe.
We went in the morning and said, we have to find this lady somewhere she is and we have to burn her body.
I rekao je, moramo pronaći ovu damu, moramo vidjeti gdje je, ispaliti njeno tijelo.
And they found this old lady.
I našli su ovu staru damu.
She had gone back to Godhead.
Vratila se natrag kući Bogu.
Yes, this is bhakti.
To je bhakti.
This faith is necessary.
Ova vjera je važna.
And for faith you don't need your complicated anxiety ridden desire driven prestige hungry mind.
Ali za tu vjeru nije vam potreban sad ovo sve nabrojeno um.
Yes. This faith in Krishna and Krishna service comes by hearing this transcendental sound vibration.
Ova vjera u Krišnu dolazi slušanjem transcendentalne zvučne vibracije.
I have brought a lot of sound vibration with me. My heart is totally full because I stayed in the mountains so long, so now I'm so full.
Sa sobom sam donio mnoštvo zvučne vibracije jer sam neko vrijeme proveo na planinama pa mi je sada srce ispunjeno njom.
By Krishna's mercy, not my plan, I have come to Split.
Krišnu milošću, ne zbog svojeg plana, došao sam u Split.
And we have, Dama Gop has informed me, and also Ricardo has informed me, we have wonderful program.
Dama Gop i Ricardo su mi informirali, imamo predivan program.
Public program, nature program, individual program, so much program.
javni program, prirodni program, individualni program, toliko onog programa.
My request is that you come as often as possible.
Moj je prijedlog da dođete što češće.
So that we can associate.
Da se možemo družiti.
And that I can serve you.
I da vas mogu služiti.
That to drive some bats out of the heart.
Da mogu istjerati kojeg šišmiša iz vašeg srca.
Our heart is a gufa, a cage, a cave. Yeah.
Naše srce je pećina.
And we want the Lord to be there so that we are absolutely attracted to Him.
Želimo da Gospodin prebiva tamo, da smo potpuno privučeni.
Prabhus, Matajis, and devotees and skeptics. If only we could be attracted to Krishna, then we would be the most fortunate people.
Prabhu i Mataji, bhakte, skeptici, kad bismo samo mogli biti privučeni Krišni, bili bi tako sretni.
That's our only necessity.
To je jedino što nam je potrebno.
Our only project.
To je naš jedini projekt.
How can we be more attracted to Krishna?
Kako možemo postati više privučeni Krishni?
And it's so actually easy. You have to listen with faith.
A to je zapravo tako lako. Trebate slušati s vjerom.
And then the sound will do everything.
I onda će zvuk sve učiniti.
Sat Srimvatam Svakata Krishna, the sound will enter the ear, and then the Lord will awaken in the heart, and He will batsati the bats.
Zvuk će ući u uho i onda će se Gospodin probuditi u srcu i istjerati te šišmiše.
This is a process.
To je proces.
Krishna. There are devotees who have so much. See, there is one devotee whom I like very much. He's a god brother of Prabhupada. He has left the planet. His name is Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj.
Ima jedan bhakta, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Prabhupadov god brother, kojeg jako volim i koji je napustio tijelo.
He just liked to chant.
On je samo volio mantrati.
And he was a scholar, and he would always talk about chanting and from different very very philosophical perspectives.
Bio je učenjak i uvijek bi govorio o mantranju iz raznih vrlo filozofskih perspektiva.
He had so much nam ruchi or taste in the holy name.
Imao je toliko nam ruchija ili ukusa za sveto ime.
When devotees would visit him in Puri, he had his window open, and just next to the window, under the window, there was this Indian tea stall with constant music from morning till evening. You know this this music which can absolutely kill all your single 16,000 nerves, you know.
Jedan ga je bhakta posjetio i vidio je da je imao otvoren prozor, jedan na kraj prozora stajala je ova indijska glazbena kutijica koja doslovno trešti cijeli dan sa glazbom koja može uništiti svaku vašu žičanu stanicu.
In India, music means the louder the better. Absolutely.
U Indiji znači što glasnije to bolje.
Ivana, you remember from Vrindavan, huh? Loudspeaker terror. The loudspeaker terror, yeah.
Ivana, ti se sjećaš iz Vrindavana tog terora zvučnika.
Yes, the sound terror. Also.
Zvučnog terora.
The sound gangsters.
Zvučni gangstera.
So, you can't concentrate on anything. It's so loud and goes right into the ear.
Ne možete se skoncentrirati na ništa, tako je glasno, ide ravno u uho.
And from there it churns the nerves.
I tu pokreću te živce.
And all the nerves. Ah, please!
Molim te.
So he was sometimes, and the window was open, and he was chanting there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 the whole day.
Prozor je bio otvoren i on bi tu mantrao Hare Krishna cijeli dan.
The devotee said,
What is with this music?
A bojte su rekli, a što je sa ovom glazbom?
What music?
Kojom glazbom?
You are so attached.
Bio je tako vezan.
It's like when you have a piece of pizza before you and you're really hungry, then when you eat, you just look at the pizza, you just care for the pizza, you just live, exist, and think pizza, that's all.
To je kao kad ste gladni pa imate jedan komad pice ispred sebe, jednostavno ta pica je, živite za nju, to ona je sve.
There may be a movie going on before you're just into the pizza.
Možda je ispred vas igra neki film, ali jednostavno vi ste u pici.
He was so fixed on the holy name.
On je bio tako usredotočen na sveto ime.
What sound?
Koji zvuk?
What music?
Koja glazba?
Just before your door, this tea stall.
Pa evo ovo, ispred tvojeg prozora, ova zvučna kutija.
Hare Krishna, uredno, Krishna, hare, Krishna. This comes when the heart is pure.
To se događa kad je srce čisto.
It comes when the rust is gone.
Kad je nestala hrđa.
It comes when the bats have left the cave.
Kada šišmiši napuste pećine.
It comes by the power of spiritual sound vibration.
Dolazi uz pomoć moći duhovne zvučne vibracije.
It's a gift of Krishna.
To je Krišnin dar.
It's a mercy of God you can feel when you are not, when you are attached to him.
Božju milost možete osjetiti kada ste mu privrženi.
How do you know that you got the mercy of Krishna?
Kako ćete znati da ste dobili Krišnjinu milost?
I just asked how attached you are to him.
Upitajte se koliko ste privrženi njemu.
This attachment doesn't come from your own intellectual mind games.
Ta privrženost ne dolazi od vaših intelektualnih umnih igrica.
It's a gift of the Lord. It's bhakti.
To je Gospodinov dar, bhakti.
And this bhakti devi is becoming attracted to when devotees sit and discuss about Krishna.
Bhakti devi postaje privučena kad bhakte sjede i razgovaraju o Krishni.
Then first we feel a soft little voice in our heart.
Prvo osjetimo lagani glas u srcu.
Ja volim Krishna consciousness.
Ja volim svjesnost Krishne.
Yeah. Then the voice becomes stronger.
A onda glas postane snažniji.
Sometimes the voice also says, I don't like this entanglement in material life. It just doesn't make me happy any longer.
Ponekad glas kaže, ne volim ovu zapletenost u materijalni svijet, jednostavno me više ne usrećuje.
Bhakti Devi works.
Bhakti Devi djeluje.
The voice becomes louder.
Glas postaje glasniji.
Bhakti Devi is an energy of Srimati Radharani called, she's the personification of the energy called Hladini Shakti.
Bhakti Devi je personificirana energija Hladini Shakti koja potječe od Srimati Radharani.
For those who are of you a little older, Bhakti Devi is not Tulasi.
Za one koji ste malo stariji, Bhakti Devi nije Tulasi Devi.
Bhakti is the expansion of the energy of Radharani, which comes into our heart and then gives pleasure to Krishna.
Bhakti je ekspanzija energije Radharani koja dolazi u naše srce i onda pruža zadovoljstvo Krishni.
You must understand, bhakti is never coming out of your senses or your mind. In other words, it's not your fabrication, like your activities, for instance, are your fabrication.
Morate razumjeti da bhakti nikad ne dolazi iz vaših osjetila.
Let me give you an example of an activity which is a fabrication of the mind and body.
Daću vam jedan primjer jedne djelatnosti koja je proizvod uma i tijela.
I might, for instance, decide it's good for my health to make a nature walk.
Mogao bih primjerice odlučiti da je za moje zdravlje dobro da odem prošetati u prirodu.
And I might decide in the nature walk, let me read something or compose a poem.
I mogao bih odlučiti tijekom te šetnje nešto napisati, na primjer jednu pjesmu ili čitati.
Then I make a nature walk, I read some good book which inspires me first, and then I misliti and make a nice poem.
I onda za vrijeme te šetnje pročitam jedno, nešto iz lijepe knjige koja me inspirira i onda mislim i napišem lijepu pjesmu.
Spiritual life of bhakti is something else.
Duhovni život bhakti je nešto drugčije.
It comes to you.
Dođe k vama.
You're not producing it from your senses and your mind.
Vi je ne proizvodite iz svojeg uma i svojeg osjetila.
Almost like, let us say, there is an ox cart with oxen and the wooden cart. Ox cart.
To je poput, kao kad postoji volovska zaprega i drvena kola.
I think we have this in Dalmatia, we may have a mule cart. Huh? Mule is like a mixture of a horse and a donkey. Yeah.
Da.
Yeah.
Mislim da u Dalmaciji imamo zaprege sa mazgama.
Yeah. So a cart, our body is like a cart and the mind is like the oxen or the mule.
Tijelo je poput zaprege, a um je poput mazge.
When bhakti comes, it would be like the driver who now gets on the cart and says, let's go here.
Kad dođe bhakti, ona je poput vozača koji sjedne u tu zapravu i kaže, a sad idemo ovdje.
It comes from outside of the cart and the mule.
Dolazi od izvan te zaprege i te mazge.
Bhakti, in other words, is a total spiritual bhava, a feeling of love, which comes from the spiritual world, on your body and mind and drives it.
Bhakti je potpuni duhovni osjećaj koji silazi na vaše tijelo i um i na neki način ih vozi.
Or to speak, express it philosophically, it is categorically different from the body and the mind.
Ili da to rečemo filozofski, ona se kategorički razlikuje od uma i tijela.
So this bhakti comes into the heart through the ear.
Ova bhakti dolazi u srce kroz uho.
If you hear the holy name in good association,
ako čujete sveto ime u društvu dobrih osoba,
like nam yagya,
kao što je recimo nam yagya,
and it's all of a sudden, it's there.
I odjednom ona je tu.
And you know, Krishna. What has happened? I actually like Krishna consciousness. I like the holy name. Even me.
I onda se pitate, Krishna, što mi se dogodilo? Pa ja volim svjesnost Krishne, čak ja.
And you feel, I want to serve you, Krishna.
I onda osjetite, želim te služiti, Krishna.
You feel a tenderness of the heart. This is how it is, a softness of the heart.
I onda osjetite blago srca.
And your heart doesn't think any longer of Maya. It just can't do it.
I onda vaše srce više ne razmišlja o Maji, jednostavno ne može.
So for this bhakti you have to pray.
I za tu bhakti morate se moliti.
You can't really create it.
Ne možete zapravo stvoriti.
It's a gift of Radha and Krishna.
Ona je poklon Rade i Krishne.
It's an energy, the Hladini Shakti, and we call it a Bhakti Devi. When we speak of Bhakti Devi, she is a personification of that and sits down on the throne of your heart.
Ona je energija Hladini Shakti koja potječe od Shrimati Radharani, a njezina personificirana je Bhakti koja sjeda na vaše sjedi na prestolju vašeg srca.
And then the Bhakti always takes control over your life. Like the ox cart driver or the mule cart driver who goes onto the cart and drives it.
I onda bhakti uvijek preuzme kontrolu nad vašim životom, baš kao poput vozača koji vozi zapregu sa mazgama.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar to nije lijepo?
Please, if you think about it, is that so wonderful?
Kad razmislite o tome, to je predivno.
Do we want to
Želite li znati jednu tajnu?
Bhakti Devi is attracted when you develop a certain mood.
Bhakti Devi je privučena kad razvijete određeno raspoloženje.
That is the mood that you are actually not the doer, but you are the instrument. It's a humble mood.
To je raspoloženje kada shvatite da vi niste onaj koji djeluje. To je raspoloženje poniznosti.
I think you have already experienced this sometimes in your life.
Mislim da ste to već osjetili u svojim životima.
When you are in this humble mood, O Krishna, please, O devotees, please, then something comes into your heart.
Kad ste u tom poniznom raspoloženju, Krishna, molim te, Bhakte, molim vas, onda nešto dođe u vaše srce.
But when we are in a dull material consciousness, a little puffed up, you know, nothing seems to touch our heart, isn't it? Have we not felt this?
Ali kada se nalazimo u toj jednoj gluhoj materijalnoj svjesnosti, onda izgleda da nam ništa ne dodiruje srce.
This humility immediately attracts Krishna.
Ova poniznost,
Bhakti Devi.
Ova poniznost odmah privlači Bhakti Devi.
And the moment you are puffed up, Bhakti Devi runs out of your heart.
A u onom trenutku kad postanete napuhani, Bhakti Devi samo otrči iz vašeg srca.
And then all you have is your mind.
I onda sve što vam je ostalo je vaš um.
You're no longer controlled by Bhakti, but by your umski.
Više vas ne kontrolira Bhakti, nego vaš um.
And the mind tries to reconstructure the experience and repeat it.
On pokušava ponoviti, ponovno stvoriti to iskustvo.
But as I said earlier, bhakti is not a construction of the mind. You don't need your mind for bhakti.
Ali kao što sam ranije rekao, bhakti nije produkt uma. Ne treba vam vaš um za bhakti.
You need to surrender your mind.
Morate predati svoj um.
Of course, for practical activities we need intelligence and brain. Please. I'm not saying here all we need is to become brainless and then we are successful.
Ali naravno, za vaše praktične djelatnosti potreban vam je um, potreban vam je inteligencija. Ne kažem da trebamo postati bezumni, totalno bez mozga.
Hare Krishna. No. All right, my dear devotees, this is what I actually had prepared a lecture, but then I said down and I thought, anyways, this is a family meeting, and in a family meeting you talk usually about what moves your heart at a certain time of your life.
Dragi Bhakte, ja sam zapravo bio pripremio lekciju, ali onda sam stao i razmislio, pa ovo je obiteljski sastanak, na takvom sastanku govorite onome što dira vaše srce.
This is what moves my heart at the moment.
A ovo je ono što u ovom trenutku dira moje srce.
Every morning I'm waking up and then I'm thinking, I want to be Krishna conscious.
Svako se jutro budim i onda pomislim, želim biti svjestan Krishne.
I'm now doing so much to heal my body.
Sada radim toliko toga kako bih iscijelio svoje tijelo.
But I really want to heal my heart.
Ali zapravo želim iscijeliti svoje srce.
I want love to be in my heart.
Želim da u mom srcu bude ljubav.
Then I'm praying to Krishna, please help me.
I onda se molim Krishna, molim te pomozi.
And I'm praying to Prabhupada, please help me.
I molim se Prabhupada, molim te pomozi.
Then I'm chanting.
I onda mantram.
And then I live a very happy life.
I onda živim vrlo sretnim životom.
Yes. And you know what I have noticed?
I znate li da sam primijetio?
Nowadays because I'm in this recovery phase, I'm no longer, how do you say, pushing the preaching.
Sada kada sam u ovoj fazi oporavka, više ne guram taj preaching, znači ne puširam ga, ne inzistiram na njemu.
But the,
The preaching goes very well without me.
A propovjedanje se odvija vrlo dobro I bez mene.
Things which I have been working on since years all of a sudden break through.
Stvari na kojima sam godinama radio odjedanput postanu tako uspješne.
I get news like I always tell you I become alive when I have a program with you know 10,000 and above people, you know, then I start to live.
Kako sam vam rekao, ja postanem stvarno oživljen kad imam program sa 10,000 I više ljudi.
Yeah. Or at least 3,000 people.
Ili barem 3,000.
Goran has when we first met on the stage, I was on the stage and I ran around with great happiness and energy. I was in my element. It was a little crazy, but at least I was in my element. Yes.
Tako kad sam se susreo sa Goranom Karanom, bilo je to na pozornici, da bio sam u elementu I onda sam trčao naokolo, ali
and Goran said either this person is crazy or he is very happy. Genuinely happy.
I onda je Goran rekao, ova je osoba ili luda, potpuno luda, ili je istinski sretna. Yeah.
This is how our relationship started. With tako a serious investigation.
Tako je započeo naš odnos jednom ozbiljnom istragom.
Yes. Yeah, so I wanted to say, this is what brings me alive.
Htio sam reći da je to ono što me čini živim.
I mean really alive.
Mislim stvarno živim.
You have not seen me when I'm really alive.
Još me niste vidjeli kad sam stvarno živ.
And now these things, invitation have come to America. We have arranged this program, says this Krishna does with that deep voice, oh, Hare Krishna, and so on. Yeah.
I dogovorili smo neke programe u Americi sa Krishna dasom.
Come, we have arranged this for you.
Dođite, uredili smo to za vas.
One other friend of mine, it's a yoga teacher, who's also the yoga teacher of, you have heard, Madonna is a female singer, yeah?
Imam jednog prijatelja koji je učitelj joge I to također podučava I Madonu.
We want to make a yagya at the bank of the Hudson River.
Želimo napraviti jagiju na obali Hudson rijeke.
And for we need for half an hour some priest and you should come.
Treba nam jedan svećenik na pola sata I vi biste trebali doći.
We will invite everyone from the spiritual scene. It will be a fire 10 meters high and you know this will and we will have a minimum of 30,000 people. Please, you must come.
Pozvat ćemo svih sa duhovne scene I imat ćemo vatru visoku 10 metara. Molim vas, dođite.
See, I note, in other words, without my mind, my planning, my pushing, the things happen much better than I could make them happen.
Primijetio sam da bez mog uma, tog mog guranja, stvari se događaju I puno bolje nego kad ih ja planiram.
Because if you become ready to surrender to Krishna's plan, it's not easy. You have to give up your own ego, you know, for that. Then you are used. Really.
Stvar je u tome da trebate postati spremni biti instrument za, u Krišinom planu.
You have to do your homework.
Morate učiniti svoj napor.
That is surrender to the spiritual sound vibration.
To je predati se duhovnoj zvučnoj vibraciji.
Chanting and hearing about Krishna, then the things happen.
Mantranju I slušanju Krišni, a onda će se stvari početi događati.
One time Prabhupada said, all I did is I didn't get into the way of Krishna.
Sve on, jedan put je Prabhupada rekao da sve ono što je on učinio je to da se nije našao Krišni na putu.
At other times when he was asked about how within such a short time he could actually cover the world with Krishna conscious temples, he said, my only credit is I just try to follow the orders of my spiritual master.
A jednom drugom prilikom kada su ga upitali kako je uspio sagraditi tolike hramove po svijetu, onda je rekao samo slijedio sam uputu svojeg duhovnog učitelja.
He Prabhupad was so much in this mood of not being the doer.
Prabhupad je bio toliko u tom raspoloženju da on nije onaj koji djeluje.
Sometimes he would beg us, his disciples. He would say, pray for me.
Ponekad bi rekao svojim učenicima, molite se za mene.
One of my god brothers who was once approached by Prabhupada in this humble mood, he said, Prabhupada, I don't think it will work.
Jednom je mom bratu po Bogu Prabhupada jednom prišao i rekao mu istu stvar, pa je on rekao, Prabhupada je njega upitao da se moli za njega i onda je on njemu rekao, Prabhupada, ne mislim da će to upaliti.
Manisha ji and Mary, you have come. Hare Krishna, dobrodošli. Ja sam Sahvalan, sto te vidim. You will hear this sentence a lot because I'm very proud that I know one sentence in Croatian.
Čućete ovu rečenicu često zato što sam vrlo ponosan što znam jednu rečenicu na hrvatskom.
Yep, Prabhupada was in this mood, very humble.
Prabhupada je bio u ovom raspoloženju vrlo poniznom.
He said, I just try to satisfy my Guru Maharaj and please help me.
On bi govorio, samo pokušavam zadovoljiti svog Guru Maharaja i molim vas pomozite mi.
I'm not even a big scholar, but I'm trying to translate these books.
Nisam čak ni veliki učenjak, a pokušavam prevesti ove knjige.
He said like this.
On je to govorio.
And he attracted bhakti.
I privukao je bhakti.
Please, my dear devotees, attract bhakti in your life.
Molim vas, dragi moji bhakte, privucite bhakti u svoje živote.
What is the use of a life without bhakti in the heart? I'm asking you.
Koja je korist od života u kojem nema bhakti?
Just a dry life.
Samo onako suh život.
Eating and trying to remain slim at the same time.
Jedenje i razni pokušaj da postanete u isto da ostanete u isto vrijeme mršavi.
Sometimes being happy, sometimes quarreling.
Ponekad ste sretni, ponekad se svađate.
Just eating, breathing and visiting the bathroom. That's really all.
Jedete, dišete i posjećujete WC. To je sve u svemu.
No, not WC, this is your interpretation. Bathroom, do you do many things in the bathroom? Very interesting things.
U kupatilu radimo tako mnogo zanimljivih stvari.
Yeah, I'm ironic, yes.
Da, ironičan sam.
Hare Krishna. So, I thank you very much that you gave me your kind attention.
Puno vam zahvaljujem na vašoj pozornosti.
I heard, maybe I will ask Dharma Gupta to just tell us what our plan is for this week, and so that you can, if possible, make your plan a little bit that you come in. I promise you I will give very philosophical lectures, but today I was just arriving.
Možda će nas Dharma Gupta moći reći nešto koji su daljnji planovi. Iako sam ja danas trebao dati jedno filozofsko predavanje, ja sam dao ovako.
I have not even started to sing Jai Radha Madhava, and I think at the but we won't do this, don't worry. I will not start now a lecture. But I thought, let us just sing for only 1 minute.
Nisam još ni pjevao Jai Radha Madhava, ali ne bojte se, nećemo to sad napraviti, nećemo sad imati filozofsko predavanje, nego ćemo sada samo pjevati.
Just 1 minute.
Evo, samo jednu minutu.
Vikrama, would you be willing to play? Thank you, Mataji, for your very expert translation. Thank you.
think it is personal. Yeah.
Radha Kriva, are they in here, the cartels? Sure.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Srila Prabhupada ki Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembly bodies. All glories to the assembly bodies. All glories to the assembly bodies. All glories to CC Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna. I just wanted to ask two things. Sometimes devotees have to go, and I have two presents. One is for Zoran and another is for Goran. So before you have to leave, please come by and get your present. But I think it's only two more. Do you have two more minutes? We will just announce and then we will end the program. Please tell everyone what we have in mind.
Hare Krishna. Prije svega, htio bih se zahvaliti sa Chinandana Maharaju što je došao. Baš kao što je rekao na lekciji, bhakti uvijek dođe sa strane, iz nekog drugog mjesta. Tako je, mi nismo ničim zaslužili da se on tu pojavi, ali on je svejedno došao svojom milošću i molio vas jedan veliki Haribo.
Haribo!
Ok, pređemo na... I praise you. Pređemo na praktičnu stvar. Svečinandra Mahara će ovdje biti sve do sljedeće nedjelje. Sutra je prvi program ujutro 8 sati, zapravo ide se na izlet. Bhakta Tiho nas vodi negdje preko nekog brda, kod neke rijeke, livade i tako dalje. I kogod želi ići, nalazimo se sutra ujutro ovdje u 8 sati i krećemo u 8:30. Neki bhakti koji su meni javili za prijevoz već su zapisani tamo točno ko ide u kojem autu. Ima još mjesta, možete se meni javiti ili ako imate svoj prijevoz, bez problema, samo dođite ovdje u 8 sati. Večer je slobodna, dakle neće biti ništa organizirano javno, bit će jedan kućni program. Sutra je Sunday Feast u 18 sati, dakle, pardon, preksutra je, znači sutra na večer ništa. Preksutra je Sunday Feast, dakle pozovite koga god želite, bit će klasični Sunday Feast program. Ponedjeljak i također imamo večernju lekciju. Više onako, bit će tema izazovi za početnike na duhovnom putu, ali naravno bit će i za sve nas ostale. Utorak je također slobodan, dakle moramo ostaviti malo prostora Maharaju da se...